Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So we had an event the other night, a Bleeding Blue event, bleedingbluemovie.com, if you want to get to see the film. I got to tell you, I've seen this film, 50 times in its completed state, and I don't know how many when we were making it, and I am always blown away at how good it is, and I'm not saying that because it's mine. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I want to personally thank Lorianne Harnish, Ashley Collins, Angie Levine and her husband JJ, who is my personal chiropractor, and others who were a big part of what made an amazing night at the Scottsdale Cinema, where we showed Bleeding Blue to a lot of people, and people who are hungry to get it out and do their part to make it something that, quite frankly, is seen by everybody. And as much as it's dated to a degree in terms of we made it around the Ferguson stuff, I'm telling you, that film is just amazing. And I really appreciate all the efforts that went into making it happen and so many people that are involved in even something so small as getting the theater and the merchandising and all the things that go into to an event like that. So thank you all. And thank all of you who've had people watch the film. It's funny, we had a lot of sponsors for the film this time around. And they would say, well, we need to watch the film before we sponsor, which I completely agree. And every single one of them said, wow. There were people that saw the film and they said, they stood up because we had a Q&A afterwards. And we're going to do these around the country. So if you're interested in doing this, let us know. Contact us at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Because Kevin Sorbo will be an appearance at some of them, and we're going to try to have a little golf event around that. But long story short, there were people that stood up and said, man, I thought it would be good, but I didn't think it was going to be this good. And that's exactly what I wanted to hear. First time filmmaker goes out, knocks it out of the park. So Kenny Latimer, Melissa Jackson, my wife, who was had multiple roles in the production, and Kevin Sorbo, of course, just an amazing collaboration of great minds that critiqued it and did all kinds of really interesting things with the film, and it was just amazing. So thank you all for that, and thank you guys for supporting our efforts here at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. So, crazy world out there, and what's interesting to me is all the excuses that are given for the left in everything that they do. What a difference a president makes, if you want to think of Biden as your president, but what a difference it makes when it's somebody who's completely incompetent, as Barack Obama was, and Joe Biden is far worse. Hard to believe that I'm saying this, but there's a person who could be far worse. But what a difference. If Donald Trump were starving people, I went to a QT the other day just to stop in and get a hot dog and a bag of chips. Chips not on the shelves. Now, the hot dogs, because they're made there, you know, and I don't know whether they order these things in advance, but they were there. But no chips. Now, chips are like, that's like saying there's no potatoes in the vegetable section of the supermarket. No potato chips. It looked like it had been picked through. I felt like I was shopping for chips in Somalia. It was insane. And I looked at the guy, I go up to the counter. I'm like, no shipping? He goes, man. You know, he looked at me like, and they're very friendly at QT. Hey, sir. And I said, where are the potato chips? He's like, oh, sir, we don't have them. I told you guys, at my grocery chain where I get gourmet cookies, you cannot get them. I got them 1 week. For 2 months now, I've gone almost, you know, not every day, but multiple times a week, just circling by, almost like I'm stalking the cookie section, and there's no cookies. And one time they were there, and the ones that I like to get, there was one box. And all the others, generally, when you go there and they put them out, there's multiple boxes, and they have some stacked behind the others. So it'll be three or four high with two or three behind them. And so there's plenty. And it's a well-kept secret, and I understand the secret's getting out about these cookies. But, you know, they're not that good. And so I told you guys one time I was in the store, and a lady was stacking them, and I said, where are the cookies? She's stacking muffins and croissants. I go, where are these cookies? She goes, the supplier's not bringing them. I was like, what? Still there. So are you starting to see these shortages? We're going to talk about that today, the supply chain. Because the Democrats are giving all kinds of excuses. Well, here's what I'll tell you. None of these things were happening under Donald Trump. Do you think that they'd be giving Donald Trump a pass on Christmas presents not getting to the kids, and now we're hearing that there's going to be a shortage of turkeys? And we got a clip and a little bit of discussion on the shortage of turkeys that is so revealing to me and what they're wanting you to do. This new world they're wanting to create where you pretty much, you got to anticipate everything you're going to need in advance. And you want to know what this is? Let me just go ahead and give you the break, the real, I'm going to be what do they call it? When I give you the information before you know, scene stealer. I tell you the plot of the movie before it ends. What this is they got to get money into the supply, into the supply chain. So they're wanting you to have to go out and overbuy. So you're going to go out and you're going to buy three times the amount of food you need because you're concerned. You're going to buy three times the amount of toilet paper. You're going to buy three times the amount of things that you didn't before because you're afraid. You're not sure how long you're going to have to sit on stuff. And so you go out and you buy all this stuff. So you buy three times the meat you need, et cetera. You stick it in a freezer. You buy all these chips, whatever. And the only thing that probably have a little bit more protection are canned foods. And then you're going to eat your way out of it. But you're still going to go to the store and you're going to replenish because you're going to keep that supply there. You're going to want to see that inventory in your pantry. But what's going to happen is at some point it does catch up and you're going to start throwing stuff away. Oh, man, this went stale. This meat has freezer burn, and you'll throw it away. And it'll just be like the government got its money out of you. And trust me, in a lot of these things, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have too much, and you're going to say enough is enough. You're going to get rid of it, and that's what they're hoping for. They got to get that money flowing, and they don't know how to do it. I'm going to leave it there for now, folks. We'll be back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And he looked at me and said, Joe, you should run. I said, but I feel strongly about all these issues, but I got involved in the civil rights movement and the war. But he said, Joe, you should do it.
That, my friends, was Joey Demento again lying about his involvement in the civil rights movement. It's a muscle memory for him. To just lie. He's lied about it for so long that he can't help himself. And you'll see him, he kind of trailed off, you know, the civil rights movement. And, oh, yeah, that's right. I've been caught in that lie. You can almost tell the realization that he goes, oh, shoot, I wasn't supposed to say that. It's become his stump speech. And for the record, his record is a lie. Yeah, I was on the bill to do this and the bill to do that. I'm sure, you know what, he might be a signatory on a lot of bills. Because Joe Biden saw that as a badge of honor. Just get on the bill. In case you haven't noticed, that's what congressmen will do. They'll say, oh, that's a bill that'll get me some credit. You know, get me some, people will go, ooh, he's such a great person or she's such a great person. So they put my name on that bill, please. Do you think they really have your best interest in mind when these congressional people are looking at the for the benefit of the people? Or do you think that, like you're beginning to see, they don't believe we all need to be here? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. You have a pathological liar as a president. And he wants to be believed now. I don't know if you've noticed, they're trying to bring him out more. You know, he's talking about nonsense. He's talking about, we're going to dedicate this civil rights thing. We're going to do this for Latinx and all this. It's all special interest driven. It's not driven for helping all people. See, there's a way to do things that doesn't care about a person's color. It doesn't care about their sexuality. It doesn't care about their gender. You just do things and you say, this is going to improve things for the people. Let's say child care. They will tell you it helps women. No, it doesn't. It helps humanity. If a child is cared for and a child has a better upbringing, a better life than what we presently give them in these urban occupation zones known as cities, if a child lives a good life, is placed with good parents or has good parents, etc., the likelihood of success for them improves exponentially. So it isn't about child care. It's not about helping women. It's about helping the country if you do it right. Now I'll ask you this. You think Child Protective Services does it right? You think they do it efficiently? Any of these government agencies that are supposed to be helpful to humanity, I promise you, in the private sector, they'd be running with a level of efficiency that the government couldn't even recognize. Because people would genuinely care. They wouldn't be looking to feather their nest. In fact, I would rather see Child Protective Services turned over to the churches. I'm just giving, look, I'm just riffing here with you. We're just thinking out loud together. I don't trust all the churches and all the clergy, but I'll tell you this, I trust the evangelical community to do the things with children, as an example. More than I trust Child Protective Services. So if you gave the church, turn this over to the churches, and the churches did their investigations, and maybe they hired a, yeah, I don't know what you would do. I'm thinking out loud, but I just check Facebook pages and stuff. Look for the person that goes, oh, I so love my children. My children are amazing. And then go look at the kids' pages. Hey, mama just beat me 2 days ago. And then go figure it out. But I'll tell you this, Child Protective Services isn't in it for you or the kids or whatever. They're like another arm of the government that says, if you don't do the right thing, I'll take your kids. They're not looking to bring you together because, see, it's a very simple solution as to what it takes for America to be better. I'm going to give it to you in two steps. One, you need to have a belief in a higher power. See, Democrats act like, oh, I'm so spiritual. I want to have better for the common man and nature and earth and all this. They pretend that, you know, that everything they have is little breadcrumbs leading to God until you actually say God in any form. Oh, except Islam. Then you can say it there. All praises be to Allah, but you can't say you love of Jesus Christ or God, because then you're ostracized. They will, you know, there are websites that won't type in G-O-D, God, they'll put G-D. You want to know why? Search engines will gig you if you put God there. So anyway, God is going to be your number one answer, because if you don't believe in something bigger and better than you, then you're it. You're God. You're ego. And while I agree that people should have healthy egos, there is nothing wrong with egotistical in the purest sense of the word, where you say, I'm going to care for myself before I do anything for anybody else. I don't care if you're in a relationship and it's the best relationship on the planet. If you don't respect yourself, how can you really give of yourself freely and respect others? You can't. You got to have that. But the outside of God, okay, the next thing that's the most important thing to fixing this broken country that's been broken by these lefties is you better be fixing your family. And in fixing your family, that means fixing yourself, fixing your relationship, and you know, whether it's, you know, spouse or girlfriend or whatever, fixing that. And if you're married, fixing the kids, making sure the kids are your priority. that you're talking to them, you're spending time with them, you're educating them, you're stopping them from this indoctrination that occurs, and making them strong enough in their beliefs in, here it comes, in God and in themselves, so that nobody can shake them, so that they are unflappable. You know how many people have walked this earth who are unflappable? I promise you, it is not that many. And the only way you're going to get there are those two ways I just told you. Those are the two ways. You have to have a firm belief in something bigger. I'm talking about immensely bigger than you, to where you can put your ego aside and say, Lord, help me. And there's a lot of us out there who've had to make that statement. We've uttered it many times in our lives. That's number one. And number two, somebody better have instilled in you the idea that you are worth it. You may have thought many times in your life, most of us have, that you're just not quite good enough. And in some cases, you've been beaten down to a pulp, to where you feel like there's nothing you can do, like you're meaningless in the scheme of things. The world would never miss you. Well, I feel sorry for you if there's not somebody around you making you understand how important you are. You're important. And never forget it. So, back to these liars. Biden has to lie to himself because he feels little. He's insignificant. With everything that he's, and I'm using my finger quotes, accomplished, he understands that in the scheme of things, he's done nothing. Worthless, useless life. Somebody's had to give him everything. Has somebody had to give you everything, or did you earn it? Biden may sit at the throne of the presidency, but I promise you, you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com right now, you are more powerful than he. He is so insecure that he takes that fake win. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
COVID vaccine boosters can be available today. The CDC signing off on new recommendations last night, and clinics, doctors, and pharmacies can begin giving booster shots Friday. The CDC has endorsed boosters of the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. As a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, attorney generals that share a border with Mexico are fed up. Arizona AG and Republican senatorial candidate Mark Brnovich telling Fox News the White House is ignoring problems at the southern border.
Folks in law enforcement will tell you what they're really concerned about is 18 to 30-year-old males crossing our desert in the dead of night, thousands every week, dressed in camouflage that we know have criminal records.
The administration continuing to say they are working on the root cause of illegal immigration. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Wildfire season could be coming to an end along the West Coast. It's thanks to a trio of storms moving into the area. Forecasters saying some areas could get nearly 2 feet of rain between now and next Tuesday. All that rain in a short period of time does have folks concerned about flooding. The Queen is out of the hospital.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has been released from the hospital after spending the night for tests described as preliminary investigations, according to Buckingham Palace. The 95-year-old monarch was admitted to King Edward VIII Hospital after canceling a trip to North Ireland. Her hospital stay was the first in 8 years. She's expected to attend the upcoming Glasgow Climate Change Summit. She's been busy despite the death of her husband, Prince Philip, earlier this year. The Queen is celebrating her 70th year as Britain's monarch. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Liars and scoundrels make up the Democratic Party, make up the left, the progressives, etc. No progress. It's funny that the progressives will use that term. We're progressives. Have you heard that term much these days? You don't hear it much. You want to know why? There's no progress in progressives. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's fun to watch these Democrats and how they, the ebb and flow of lexicon, the language, and when they bring things out and when they tout their progress and moving forward and all that. They're not moving forward. They never are. Liars and scoundrels. And despite their polls, let me tell you something. Here's the dirty little secret that's not even a secret. The majority of this country thinks like us. It is a very small percentage of big mouth lying skanks that make up the people. They're the reason why you are talking about a vaccine. You're talking about mask mandates, and I could go on. They're the reason. Because the overwhelming majority of this country understands a mask ain't going to help you. That vaccine's going to probably hurt you, worst case. Many of the so-called conspiracy theorists now are being looked at reasonably. Them going, you know what, it is kind of strange that these shots we're taking are hurting our immune systems. Now, let me just say something about your body. So, something attacks your immune system, and it weakens it. The good thing about your body is the good Lord designed it to say, oh, you attacked my immune system. Well, I'm going to start rebuilding it. And it will start rebuilding it. And it's going to try to make that immune system go back to normal. Now, in the interim, you're going to feel bad. You're going to be like, wow, I'm so tired. La, whoo, you know, and everything is going to ache and it's going to be different. But if you leave it alone, if you just let the body do what it does, it will get rid of this germ, this biological warfare that's going on with the government and the Chinese to make your body weak, and it'll rebuild itself. Unless you get a booster. And the booster will go, let me keep going at it. You know, and so one of two things is going to happen. You get boosted, and then essentially the pharmaceutical company knows now you're a drug addict. You got to have my booster. And your body says, look, I've been trying to help you, and you keep doing stupid stuff. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shut down. And you're going to die. But well before you probably should have. And that's okay. It's been predetermined. Don't feel bad. We sent out a thing. I did a show the other day where we talked about the vaxxed are really the stupid ones. It wasn't me saying it, even though I don't disagree necessarily. I would say it more gingerly because I've given you all the reasons. I told you my father-in-law's got vaccinated. One of my best friends, he's like a brother to me. He got vaccinated. Two of them, in fact, got vaccinated. I have other best friends that go, there's no way I'll get near that needle. And my best friend that got vaccinated, he came to town not long ago. We played golf together and hung out and stuff. Hadn't seen each other in a while. Absolutely love this dude. And so I could go on. But I don't think it's a good idea that you get vaccinated. I'm concerned about him long term, and I call him a little more often now. I've had friends that got the disease. I call them. How you doing? I'm doing good. I had it. But I'm just telling you, people get upset. Oh, Kevin, how dare you say that, you know? And in fact, somebody wrote me a note saying, you know, you shouldn't be saying that the vaxxed are stupid. Well, I do stupid stuff. If I do stupid stuff and I go, yeah, I was out the other day, I did blah, blah, blah. It was really stupid. Nobody's calling me going, Kevin, you shouldn't call yourself stupid. Why? Because I can do stupid things. It's okay. And you know the most beautiful thing about doing stupid things and telling people? Yeah, so I was doing out the other day and doing this, and somebody goes, man, that was kind of stupid, huh? Congratulations. Thanks for being real and telling me. Yeah. I go, yeah, you know, now that I think about it, it was. I'm not going to be mad at you because you tell me I have more evidence about something. I've walked a mile in your shoes before, and that was stupid. That's what we're supposed to do to each other. Anyway, Tucker Carlson was talking about the mask and exposing more of this farce. And I'm not a big proponent of using clips like this on the show necessarily. I mean, this long. But Tucker made some good points. So I thought we should expose the hypocrisy of these leftists, these liars, these scoundrels who dare make rules for you that don't apply to them.
Institute mask mandates within their jurisdictions. We need everyone to do their part for themselves, for their loved ones, and yes, for your country. It's a patriotic duty.
It's a patriotic duty to follow my instructions, which are completely disconnected from any actual science or medical guidance. There's no evidence that works. There never has been any evidence that works. And yet Joe Biden just told you, if you don't do what he says, you're a bad American. Okay, he must really mean it, does he? Well, let's see. This weekend, Joe Biden and his wife strolled through an upscale restaurant in Washington Field, MRA, without wearing masks. Now, they did that in violation of the city's indoor mask mandate, the one that he approves of. It's all in video. We're not making it up. But Biden didn't feel he was caught. He's the president of the United States. He knew he would be filmed as he walked to the restaurant, but he didn't wear a mask. Why? Because masks are for servants, and he's the president. He's not a servant. As if to confirm that attitude, which is real, this afternoon his flat told reporters that Joe Biden has nothing to apologize for. He won't be fined for violating the law. He's above the law. He will suffer no consequences for flouting a law that you would be entangled in. Now, you're probably not shocked by that because we've seen it so very often. Just a few weeks ago, Nancy Pelosi and her donors dined without masks, as masked servants shuffled behind them. Sandy Cortez did the same. She paraded around a gala at the Met, her face stark naked, as her attendants covered their faces, maybe in shame. Last week, the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, was photographed maskless indoors, once again violating CDC guidelines that he specifically promised to enforce at that event, but didn't for himself. Was he embarrassed? No, of course not. Because that's not the point. Stopping the spread of COVID is not the point. Dividing the country into rulers and the ruled is the point. And if that's not obvious now, nearly 2 years in, we don't know what to tell you. It's all around us. Hours ago, Terry McAuliffe, who's running for governor in Virginia, elections in a month, he's got a lot to lose. Stacey Abrams was with us. Stacey Abrams, by the way, at very high risk of COVID complications due to what they call underlying comorbidities. The two of them were photographed embracing, totally unmasked. Now, both of them, of course, have demanded mask mandates for their subjects. It's unpatriotic not to comply, but it goes without saying that they exempt themselves. As if to continue, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot violated her own mask mandate at the WNBA Finals just yesterday. Here's a picture of her maskless in a massive crowd. Once again, Lori Lightfoot wasn't caught. She uploaded that picture herself to social media. It wasn't an accident. She knew what she was doing. Here she was in August telling her to wear masks indoors. This is what she's saying to her subjects.
We are encouraging people that are inside to wear masks. That's consistent with the CDC guidance, and we believe that that is the right guidance. Inside, just as you all are here today, mask up. That's critically important.
It's critically important for you, but not for me. So this is the fundamental divide in the country. This is what happens while the rest of us nodded along as if we were meant to take those orders literally. We have a division, medical apartheid. We have rules, but some people have exempted themselves from the rules, and they're not ashamed of it. And that's how you know what it is. It's not hypocrisy, it's hierarchy. At least one member of Congress is saying it absolutely out loud at a campaign event earlier this month in Detroit. Rashida Tlaib of Michigan explained that she only wears masks for the camera. So you're at danger of getting COVID or, more ominously, spreading it to the elderly, to the vulnerable, if you don't wear a mask. But we who make the rules are at no such danger and have no such obligation to protect the vulnerable. And the same goes for vaccines. If you don't follow our orders and get the vaccine, you're causing COVID. Even though when you look at the numbers, there's no evidence of that. So what are we looking at? We're not looking at a response to a health emergency. We're looking at a system of government that is changing very fast. One in which laws explicitly do not apply to the people who make the laws.
And there it is in a nutshell. That's why I rebel. I don't rebel. But, and by the way, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. There is nothing Tucker said on there that I hadn't said before. Nothing. He just took all these pieces that you've already seen. Look, before these incidents happened, what did Nancy Pelosi do? She called her hairdresser and says, open your hair salon during the lockdown. Do my hair. She didn't socially distance. She didn't wear a mask. And her hairdresser had to respond to her. She was like a mafioso essentially saying, you open your store or things could happen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, if the store should happen to burn down, you know, well, bada bing, bada boom. So she forces this young lady to do that. I think that shop's out of business now. Gavin Newsom had had parties before. Andrew Cuomo, former LoveGov, he'd done the same thing. Tucker's exactly right. The rules don't apply to the elites. So I ask you, what are you? Are you going to allow this elitism? Because I don't know how you feel, but I feel like I'm elite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The world has changed dramatically over the past couple of years. And if you go back just a little bit further, the citizenry, us, the electorate, we've lost more power over the last decade than we probably have over the last 200 years. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I mean, watching our rights, our freedoms erode, it seems like daily. And I'm glad. Look, I'm telling you, I'm seeing more and more warriors emerge every single day. People that say, I don't care. Revolting. And we have, see, I think that what we've done, for example, the airline industry, it's a capitalist industry. It's built on somebody's idea that I can put this big multi, you know, I don't know what these planes weigh, but I'm going to strap some engines on some metal and I'm going to send that hurling in the sky. And then the government interferes and says, well, we have to have rules. And you do. Because, you know, you've got other people's lives at stake. But how much overreach is there, for example, in the aviation industry, where a flight attendant suddenly has the power of a king or a queen to get you arrested when you land at the other end? And maybe you did nothing. Maybe all you did was violate the mask mandate. You didn't follow instructions. You know, you must follow our instructions. It's no wonder people get private jets. I have no envy at all. I don't feel like, oh, look at him with his private jet. I wish I had a private jet because I wouldn't wear a mask. I would require no mask. And for all intents and purposes, I wouldn't care what you do. You know what I mean? As long as we don't bring the plane down. But you know what I'm saying? You set your own rules when you own a private jet. It's we peons who have to succumb to the government, the owner's government legislations. Here's another one. You can't drink your own liquor on a plane. Now, I'm not saying whether that's good or bad. I don't care. I'm not an alcoholic. My dad was. My granddad was. But I'm not. I can hold my liquor because I don't drink that much. I'm like, okay, that's enough. That's enough for me. I tell bartenders all the time, don't try to make me – you're not going to get a bigger tip because you put a bunch of more liquor in my drink. I'm just going to need a taller glass because I'm going to put more soda, all right? But you can't bring on liquor on an airline and drink it. You can't do it. I don't know why. I'm sure it's because some drunk got, you know, carried away or whatever. But if I had my own plane, I could bring my liquor on and drink it. I could do whatever I want to do. Turn your cell phone off. On my plane, they're equipped. I've been on enough private jets. Those planes are equipped with the ability for you to use your phone. Go use your phone. It's no big deal. But you can't do it on the other plane. So government is just taking away rights. And I'm telling you, analyze your rights when you go certain places and you'll see how much government is there. And I'm okay with being an ant, just going out foraging and doing my job. You know, in other words, not rocking the boat on certain things. I don't rock the boat on airline the rules, because I figure they've been doing it a long time. I haven't put a whole lot of thought into why they're telling me to, you know, where my life jacket is and you got to follow the rules and listen to the flight attendants and all this. They probably have a little more knowledge than I do, even though I do have a lot of common sense. I know to reach for my oxygen before I try to put oxygen on somebody else. I know that. Save yourself first, or else you're not going to be any good to anybody else. I get it, but everybody doesn't. So we cater to the least common denominator. I understand it all. But I still say a lot of it's overreach. And a lot of it has these built-in little tentacles that say, if you don't do this, we're going to own your little butt, Kevin Jackson. You get a federal case, I'm gonna pressure you, I'm going to pressure your family, I'm going to pressure this. And you ever watch the tactics of the FBI in the movies? When I was growing up, I didn't even think of the FBI was like the highest honor of law enforcement. And I watch movies now, and you know what the FBI does? They make deals with people. Hey, listen, if you don't tell us what we want to know, we're going to ruin your business. And the guy will go, man, I don't even know why the dude ran into my store, into my bar. Doesn't matter. You better help us. If you're aiding and abetting or whatever, watch movies with a different set of eyes, where the FBI is pressuring innocent people to do things, and they're like caught in the middle. And I understand, there's a part of me that goes, I get it. This is your only tie to the evidence, so you got to put a little pressure on people. But then there's a part of me that goes, that's a private citizen who may be caught in a tough spot. But why is the government, you know, forcing? You're going to get a lot more out of me if you say, Kevin, look, I'm not going to force you to do anything, man, but your help will help us to do this. So turn your brother in. You know what I mean? You're going to get a lot more out of me than saying, if you don't turn your brother in, we're going to make your life hell. Because my attitude is, you know what? God didn't promise me that my life was going to be easy, so go on and make my life H-E double cricket socks. I'm up for it. Been there, done that. I got my FBI call from Fox News. You take down that tweet about the lying skanks, or we'll fire you. No, well, then fire me. You're fired. Well, so what? I survived it. Hope you guys will continue to help us survive. Go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and support what we do. So anyway, we've lost power in all these different elements of what we are. Why does the NSA need to spy on Americans when Democrats use your car? Now, they're putting Alexa in your car. Alexa is in most people's houses, whether you like it or not. It's on your TV. You know, it's in these little gadgets now for your lights. Alexa, lights on or whatever. It's in gadgets, these wireless things for speakers and what have you. You have Alexa even though you may not even know it. I'm saying it now. She's probably recording my show. And now we get more and more draconian things. I read that Jennifer Aniston cut ties with people over vaccination status. I'm amazed. We live in there's another form of segregation that the Democrats have introduced, vaxxed and unvaxxed. You know anybody who's cut ties with you because you won't get vaccinated? They say, can't, you know, don't want to be around you. You're not vaccinated. Or, you know, I mean, there are people that are afraid of getting the Wu flu. I understand that. One of my really good people that was helping me a lot in one of our companies, she was concerned about her grandmother, so she and her family pretty much went on lockdown. And we haven't had a whole lot of communication with her because they don't want their grandmother to get sick. I respect that. But anyway, profiling. What if black people don't get vaccinated and businesses reject them? I told you guys, I see no difference between vax and unvax than I do between the colors only and whites only signs of the 1940s, 50s, and part of the 60s. And now we got this CDC recommendation that the unvaxxed people stay home during the holidays. You going to stay home during the holidays? Fauci gave his guy, well, if you're an unvaccinated person, then you probably should just stay home, just not go out. You know, you should just not be, why don't you just kill yourselves? You're unvaccinated. You don't deserve to be around during the holidays congregating with people. Segregate yourselves because, you know, the super spreaders, the vax, are the ones that get to live free, not you. It's an interesting world where the people who've done nothing, what have you done wrong? I caught the Wu flu. I didn't get the vaccination, and I don't need it. I don't know how many people now have caught this thing. It's over 100 million, I can tell you that. I'm very confident in that number. We caught it. We survived it. Most people will. Why are you demonizing us? I mean, that's a question you should ask yourself whenever this conversation comes up is why? How dare you demonize me for living my life? Well, you're not living it to protect other people. How dare you say that I don't live my life to protect other people? How dare you? And the other thing is, I have no offense, but I have no obligation to anybody else. If I'm sick, I'm going to take care of myself. And doing that probably means I care about other people because I'm not going to go out and be a super spreader. These people that have taken this shot who don't believe that they're pushing this virus out with all the evidence there, and then they have the nerve to say they're protecting people when it's quite the opposite. It's pathetic.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.